Maseches Bava Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kefat HaRego Mu'edet. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that Rego is considered a Mu'ed. In what way is it considered a Mu'ed? L'shaber b'derech hilucha. If the behemoth enters somebody's reshus and breaks things while it is moving, it steps on produce or anything else, it would pay nezek shalem. HaBehema Mu'edet L'Halech Kedarka U'L'shaber. A behemoth will frequently break things while it is moving. This is telling us that if a behemoth enters somebody's reshus, if it damages with any other part of the body besides the regel, it would also pay nezek shalom, even if it damages with the saddle on its back or the load that it is carrying, that while the behemoth is moving, it bumps into things and breaks things, it would pay nezek shalom. Haisa mipa'ezet. If a behemoth was kicking and broke things in that way, it would pay only chazi nezek, as it is infrequent for a behemoth to kick, so therefore this is a subcategory of Karen and pays only chazi nezek. O shahayu throros menatzim mitachat raglav v'shibra etakelim mishalim chazi nezek. Or if while behema is walking, inadvertently pebbles shoot out from under its feet and breaks utensils, then you would only have to pay chazi nezek. As this is halacha l'moshe misinai, that if a behema breaks things, not with its own body, but by things that shoot out from it, then you would only have to pay chazi nezek. Even though this is considered regal, this is a frequent type of damages that pebbles will shoot out from the behemoth and break things. Even so, since the behemoth did not break anything with its own guf, it would only have to pay chazi nezek. Dorsa ala kli vishabrasa, v'nafa al kli vishabra. Ala rishon mishalem nezek shalem, v'ala acharon mishalem chazi nezek. If a behemoth walked into the reshus of the nezek and broke a kli by stepping on it, and then some piece of that kli shot out and broke a different kli in the reshus of the nezek, on the first kli that broke, you would have to pay nezek shalem. But on the second kli that broke, you would only have to pay chazi nezek. The reason being, as the first kli, it broke with its own guf, with its rega, so that is a regular case of rega that pays nezek shalem, as opposed to the second kli was broken by a piece flying out. It didn't break it with its own guf. That is considered tsroros, that the halacha l'moshe misinai tells us that you pay only chazi nezek. Hatarnigoylen mu'arin lahalev kedarkon u'lashaber. Roosters frequently will break things while it is moving, so therefore, if it enters somebody's reshus and breaks things, you pay nezek shalem. Haya dlil kasher baraglav. If a string was tied to its feet and the string shot out and broke something, you would pay chazi nezek. And since it didn't break anything with its own guf, even though this is a frequent type of damages, you still pay only chazi nezek. O shahayu mahares umeshaber etakelim mishalem chazi nezek. Or if the tarnagol was prancing around and pebbles shot out and broke kelim, you pay chazi nezek. Again, since the tarnagol didn't break with its own guf, you only have to pay a chazi nezek. We mentioned at the end of the previous parak that shame is considered a mu'ed. In what way is it considered a mu'ed? Lecho et haroila. If it eats things that it is normal for behemoth to eat, ha behemah mu'edet lecho peros v'yirachos. A behemoth is a mu'ed to eat fruits and vegetables. If a behemoth or a chaya, a wild animal that is owned by somebody that entered somebody's reshus and ate fruits and vegetables, the owner of the animal would have to pay nezek shalom. Achla ksus o kelim, mishalem chazi nezek. If the animal eats clothing or utensils, you only have to pay chazi nezek, and this is a tolda of Karen. It is infrequent for an animal to eat these types of things, so therefore only pay chazi nezek. Bamedvar mamurim b'rishus ha-nizek. Avo b'rishus ha-rabim pater. When do we say that the owner of the animal has to pay nezek shalom for the damages of regel and shame? That is only if the animal damaged things in the reshus of the nezek of the person that was damaged. But if the animal damages in reshus ha-rabim, in a public place, pater, the owner of the animal does not have to pay. And since shame b'regel is very frequent for an animal to break things while it is going and to eat produce, and therefore people have to be careful to stay out of the way of the shore, and the Torah does not mechayev you for shame verego in Rishus Harabim. In Nenis Mishale Masha Nenis. However, if a behema does eat things in a Rishus Harabim, although you don't have to pay compensation for the hevek, you do have to pay the amount that the owner of the animal benefited, and now that the animal ate produce, the owner does not have to feed his animal, and the amount that he has to pay is the amount that it would have caused the owner to feed his animal barley at a cheap price. That even if the owner of the animal does not normally feed his animal barley, he feeds the animal straw, but if he would get barley at a cheap price, he would feed his animal barley. A cheap price is considered a third less than the market price, so therefore, even if the animal ate very expensive produce, the owner of the animal would only have to pay the value of what barley would cost at a third less than the going price, and any more than that, he would be punished from paying since the animal ate it in Rishus Harabim. Ketan Mishalein Mashanenis. When does the owner of the animal have to pay the amount that is benefited? Afla Mitok HaRechava Mishalein Mashanenis. If the behema ate things from the middle of the street, then the owner would only pay what was benefited. Since this is a Rishus Harabim, he's punished from paying more than that. Mitzide HaRechava Mishalein Mashanenis. But if the animal veered off from the street and went to the sides of the street and ate things there, then the owner would have to pay the full amount that was damaged, and this is considered no longer a Rishus Harabim but a Rishus Hanizik, and therefore the owner would pay Nevek Shalit. Mipesa Hachanut Mishalei Mashanen. If a behemoth ate things in front of a store, then the owner would only have to pay the amount benefited. This is considered a Rishus Harabim, and therefore he's punished from paying more than that. But if an animal entered a store and ate things inside the store, this is considered a Rishus HaNizik, and the owner of the animal would have to pay Nevek Shalit.